Highways, reservoirs and dams, wind farms and even whole cities. Just a few of the many things the world needs if we're to achieve ambitious global targets, the UN Sustainable Development Goals, or SDGs. There are 17 goals in total. Some are familiar, such as eliminating poverty and hunger, others less so. Take goal number 9, for example. It calls for resilient infrastructure and the promotion of industrialization. In all, this is going to cost billions and potentially trillions of dollars. Many governments may find it difficult to pay for such massive projects, and that's why there's a plan to bring in funding from the private sector. The projects are called public-private partnerships, or PPPs. In Belarus, a $350 million highway connecting the European Union with Asia is just one of many PPPs that Economy Minister Alexander Zavarovsky hopes will transform his country's fortunes.
We have a portfolio of 35 PPP projects and 7 pilot projects that will be the first birds, the first projects that will contribute to the development of this mechanism. So PPP is a very big part of structural reform strategy that our country is realizing now.
So far, so good in Belarus then. The only problem is PPPs haven't always had such a smooth ride. In Buenos Aires in the 1990s, a huge public-private agreement to extend water and sanitation coverage reached 2 million new customers, until the 2001 economic crisis led to a re-evaluation of the Argentine peso and, with it, huge debts for the water company. Before long, the whole deal was washed down the plug hole. The UN's Economic Commission for Europe agency, UNECE, says the Argentine experience shows that major financial shocks were too much for some PPPs. But the UN agency believes that if they're set up correctly, they're the best way to help achieve the world's sustainable development goals more affordably and effectively. To demonstrate what can be achieved when it's done properly, the UNECE has opened an exhibition at the UN in Geneva. It features colossal projects that put the scale of the sustainable development challenge into perspective, with so-called smart power grids that use renewable energy to mitigate climate change. Here's UNECE Executive Secretary Christian Frisbach.
There's no way governments can do it themselves. We have to bring in the private sector, but we also have to do it in a way that works. And many countries try public-private partnerships and they fail. Some actors believe it's about social responsibility. It's not. It's about hardcore contractual relationships between countries and companies and communities that can really invest in schools, in clinics, in hospitals, in windmills and in water treatment plants and everything we need for the SDGs.
It's a model that can help richer and poorer economies from France to the Philippines, according to the UN agency. Here's UNECE's Christian Frisbach again.
It's especially needed in poorer countries where you need to invest significantly in buildings in the slums in Africa. And here you have governments without the resources, you have citizens in dire need, and you have companies with capacities and the willingness to invest. The public-private partnerships are coming in significantly in support of sustainable development goals, and UNECE, we are at the core of it because we can do the standards that allow countries to have success.
Given how challenging the Sustainable Development Goals are, let's hope the public-private model can indeed fulfil its promise. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.